Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb, elke week saam tussen 6 en 7.
Die Suid-Afrikaanse Eienaarsvereniging of SAPOA het 'n dringende aansoek by die Wes-Kaapse Hooggeregshof ingedien om drie van die stad Kaapstad se nuwe munisipale tariewe te laat hersien en tersyde te stel. Die tariewe het reeds op 1 Julie in werking getree. SAPOA se beswaar fokus op die vaste tariewe vir water en sanitasie, as ook 'n nuwe skoonmaakheffing. Al drie heffings is gekoppel aan die waarde van die eiendomme en nie aan die verbruik of dienslewering nie, wat SAPOA as onwettig en ongrondwettig bestempel. Die organisasie verteenwoordig hoofsaaklik groot kommersiële eiendomsgroepe soos Grove Point, Redefine, Hyprop en Resilient, maar sê dit tree in die openbare belang op. SAPOA het ook ander rolspelers genooi om as vriende van die hof by die regsaak aan te sluit. Volgens SAPOA het eiendomswaardes in Kaapstad oor die afgelope klompe jare baie vinniger gestyg as in die res van die land en baie eienaars kan nie meer die munisipale rekeninge bekostig omdat dit so vinnig styg saam met die eiendomswaardes nie. Jordan Neil Lewis is Kaapstad se burgemeester. Jordan, thank you so much for your time. We've spoken about the Cape Town budget and the new tariff structure for many, many weeks. The case is now heading to court. What is your response to this application?
Well, I think part of the reason the SAPOA members and their fancy shopping malls and big office blocks, the reason the value of their properties has risen so sharply is because Cape Town is a functional working city with decent infrastructure, but still not adequate infrastructure to keep up with the growth of the city. So we are trying to fund infrastructure at the necessary level so that we can actually be a more functional, more successful city that rolls out more and more services to more people and can cope for the future and make sure that our city continues to succeed. So when you hear property owners moaning about, and rightfully complaining, I'm not denying them this, rightfully complaining about pipe bursts and about the pressure on the water system and the pressure on the sewer system and the road congestion, all of those things, we have to be able to raise the funds to deal with those things. Now, the question is, how do you distribute those funds fairly across the city? And we are saying the only way to fairly distribute them across the city is that those who are living in higher value properties pay slightly more and those who are living in lower value properties pay slightly less. So some people have tried to oversimplify this and say, well, you're just kind of taking from one and giving free services to everyone else. It's not about that. Everyone is contributing a bit and people must contribute in accordance with their ability to do so. And the way to measure that ability is through property value. So I really am not supportive of SAPOA's court action, and obviously we will defend against it, because I think these businesses have done extremely well in Cape Town. They've made a lot of profit. They've declared record profits based a lot on the growth they've experienced in Cape Town. And now I think, with respect, they are putting those profits before the interests of the city at large and before the interests of ordinary Capetonians.
SAPOA says it's not doing this on behalf of the big shopping centre owners and property owners, but more from a Cape Town property owner perspective, which also includes owners of residential properties.
I must correct that, because of course they are doing it on behalf of the wealthiest property owners. Firstly, those are their members. But secondly, the consequence, if they succeed in this court challenge, the consequence is that ordinary homeowners will pay much more, because the wealthiest property owners will pay much less. So it's simply demonstrably not true what they are saying. Essentially, they are making an application to the court to make ordinary homeowners pay much more across the city, and that we must oppose.
But why link tariffs to property values? Because obviously your costs will be not linked to the property values.
The question is about fair distribution of costs. We could have equal costs for everyone, but that means that someone who lives in a 50 million rand house in Clifton, or indeed, as SAPOA does, owns a 1 billion rand property mall, and someone who lives in a 1 million rand house on the Cape Flats, all of those properties pay the same. It just doesn't sound really rational or reasonable in a South African context. If everyone was reasonably well off and reasonably middle class, like maybe, you know, in another country, then I could say, fine, maybe we should all make the same contribution. But where you've got the incredible disparities in financial ability and capacity that we do have in our country, to say that a shopping mall owner and an ordinary middle-class family must pay the same, it's a tough argument to make. So, you know, I think they're facing an uphill battle on that argument.
It's not the case in many other metros. I live in Johannesburg and I'm getting charged mostly on consumption.
Sure, and that's the case in Cape Town as well. More than 75-80% of our bill is still on consumption. They are only attacking that small portion of our bill that is a fixed charge. The huge majority of our bill is still based on consumption.
But surely you must appreciate that some people have bought a property many years ago, and through the increase in property values over the past decade or so, and it's been significant increases in value, they may not be able to afford those same properties today because the income didn't mirror the increase in the value of their properties. So it is a sensitive issue, and do you appreciate that issue?
I absolutely appreciate that issue, and that is precisely why in the budget process we introduced a whole lot of mechanisms to try and protect those families. For example, we introduced a standard rebate for all properties under 7 million, a standard rebate of 500,000. We've greatly expanded our pensioner rebate. We now have a pensioner rebate income threshold of 27,000 rand a month. That is way higher than any other city. I checked the tables for the other cities and I couldn't even find a single other city above 20,000 rand a month. Ours is 27,000 rand a month. So most of the people that you're talking about, if you bought your house 15, 20 years ago, you now live in the same house, but it's much more valuable. They are either already pensioners or very close to pensioner age. And so we've tried to cater to protect those residents as well by giving them big pensioner discounts. We've softened the tariffs. SAPOA says that we softened the tariffs significantly, but they're still arguing the principle, not the actual size of the tariffs. But we softened the tariffs significantly for those middle class and upper middle class homes where they have experienced this tremendous growth in property value. So we absolutely take that point and have tried to take that into account and protect those residents.
Just lastly, how do you believe or perceive Cape Town's tariffs and municipal bills for an average household relative to households in other big metros in the country?
It's not even a belief. We've actually published the data that even after this budget, we are still the cheapest city in the country for all middle class and lower than middle class homes. I think the turning point is something like a home value of around 5 million and up. We become the second cheapest, then Joburg is still a bit cheaper. You know, as you go further up the home value, as you get to 10 million, we become the third cheapest and so on. But like the huge majority of homeowners' property values, we are by far the cheapest in the country. And in fact, we even published a table where we adjusted our property values up because most people will say to you, yes, but a 2 million rand home in Joburg and a 2 million rand home in Cape Town is not the same. The one is a freestanding home and the one is a tiny apartment or something like that. So we adjusted our property values up by 40% and we're still cheaper than any other city in the country, even with a 40% property value adjustment. So, you know, I'm very confident that the residents of Cape Town are getting the most functional city. I saw MoneyWeb published some articles about this 1,000 rand charge that residents of Joburg are having to pay for, if I understand it correctly, it's for second and third properties. We don't have any charge for owning second and third properties. So we're still offering tremendous value for money, and we're actually, people are getting something in return. You're getting a functional, successful city government, unlike elsewhere in South Africa. So I think we have a strong case to make.
Jordan, dankie vir jou tyd. Dit was Jordan Elewes, hy is Kaapstad se burgemeester.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met MoneyWeb Potgoede elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer MoneyWeb Potgoede, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg MoneyWeb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.